What is up, young adults? Thanks for tuning in today. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Also, follow us at YA_PowerOfLove. And as always, thanks for tuning in.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Houston Young Adults Podcast. It is Courtney here. I'm excited to share with you today. I have some scriptures to share in Romans 5. But what I want to start off with is just some things that I've been kind of just tossing around. I know I've said this before, but, you know, and especially in this time that we're living in, we always have to keep in the forefront that our lives should look starkly different than the world, and it should continue to grow more and more and more. We should start to see a difference between those that are planted, flourishing, thriving in the house of God, and those that are far away from God and serving not the Lord, serving the world. There should be a distinct, stark difference between us and the world. And it should continue to grow and grow. We see how the prophet in the Old Testament talked about this. In Malachi 3, it says there's coming that day where the world's going to know. They're going to know who's the righteous. They're going to know who's the wicked. They're going to know who's the sinful. They're going to know those that are full of the faith of God. They're going to know those that serve the Lord and those that do not. That means there's going to be a difference. There's going to be a distinguishing factor between the two groups here in this world. And that's important to understand too. There's only two types of people in the world. There's those that serve God and there's those that do not serve God. There's the church and there's the world. There's the sons of God and there's the sons of the devil. There's no people in between. We don't look at tribe, we don't look at tongue, we don't look at nation, we don't look at language, we don't look at color, we don't look at boy, we don't look at girl, young and old. It's all the same. It's kingdom of God versus kingdom of the world. And we have to operate in that understanding as people in God's kingdom. People in the world, they don't understand that difference. They see what the enemy wants them to see is differences. Yeah, they'll see the Christians. Yeah, they'll see the people that are serving God, and they might be the ones mocking, or they might be the ones that they're not totally like they haven't heard the good news yet. So that means they're lost. What that means is they have yet to hear, and so they don't know necessarily because their eyes haven't been spiritually open. But for us, our eyes have been spiritually open, and that's another important thing we have to keep in mind is knowing that there's a difference between us and the world. And because of that, why is there a difference between us? It's because of what we have in Christ Jesus. This happens the way that we have a bigger and bigger, a greater and greater distinction between the church, the people of God, and the people of the world is when the church, God's children, come to know what is theirs in Christ Jesus. They don't leave what God has given them and leave it on the table. They start to discover, this is mine and I'm going to operate in it. What God gives us causes us to live above the world. And that's what causes this difference. The world has no way of living apart from sin. They have a sinful nature. We were once there. We were once stuck in sin's grip by the devil. But because of what Christ has done for us, we have been set free. And then we come to discover our freedom in Christ. And that enables us to live a life above the world. And it's a supernatural life. That's what causes our lives to look so different than the people in the world. And we start to operate in God's gifts that He's given us. He didn't just save us just so that we can have a ticket to go to heaven when we die. He has come to give us an empowering life. He comes to give us gifts. It says that He gave gifts to man. And so gifts to the people of God, to His children, to operate in another realm in this world. So with that, we should not leave these gifts on the table. We know about it. We have to come to discover them more and more. And I wanted to flip to Mark 4 real quick, verse 11 to 12. It says, To you it has been entrusted the mystery of the kingdom of God. That is, the secret counsels of God, which are hidden from the ungodly. But for those outside of our circle, everything becomes a parable. In the TPT version, it says, the privilege of intimately knowing the mystery of God's kingdom has been granted to you and not to others. What Jesus was telling his close disciples here was, hey, these things I'm letting you in on. These are secrets. These are mysteries of the kingdom. They're hidden to the world, but you have, one, access to them, and two, I want you to come to the knowledge of them so that you do enter in at that access point and receive these precious mysteries, promises, all that God has given. And that's great. When you start to realize that what God has given me is not for the world, it's for me. It's exclusively for the children of God. You get on, you're on your brother and sister's team. You know, we have brothers and sisters in Christ, and we want all of, we would start to want all of us. Let's all get up to this. Let's all rise up to the occasion. Let's all rise up in the knowledge of all that God has given us. Let's be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. But guess what? These things are not for the world. We go and we minister, we share the gospel, but until they accept Jesus, it's not for them. This causes us to glorify God and causes the world to look and start to see, man, serving the Lord has rewards and benefits. And truly, that's what Jesus was saying here, is these secrets, these mysteries, what I have given you, it's not for the ungodly. This is for you, and I want you to know about it. So know that I have something that God has given me that the world doesn't have. You have the master key that's going to set you apart and that's going to cause you to be different than the world. The world does not and they cannot have these things until they are awakened and their eyes are opened and they repent, and that's when, you know, Pastor Jesse was talking about this when he was talking about Mark 4 several months ago. But it's when you get to that point where you see your true spiritual condition, you realize, man, I'm a sinner, I'm in need of a savior, and that's at that moment when you turn to the Lord. We've had that moment, we've had that encounter. So we have such access to the things that God has for us. So with that, I want to go to Romans 5 next. Romans 5, verse 2. Says in the NLT, because of our faith, Christ has brought us into this place of undeserved privilege. Because of our faith, Christ has brought us into this place of undeserved privilege where we now stand, and we confidently and joyfully look forward to sharing God's glory. And other versions, it talks about we now stand in this place of grace. So that grace is what this version says is the undeserved privilege where we currently and are now standing because of Christ. Like I was just saying, what Christ gives us and what God gifts to us lifts us up to a place of promotion, of elevation above the world. And it's not to be like, oh, I'm better. It's because of the anointing. It's because of the power of God. It's because of the Holy Spirit. It's because of his wisdom, his ways, his abilities, his grace. We now think the thoughts of God when we get filled with the word of God. We now are able to do the supernatural in our lives by the power of God. And so we truly are in another realm in the sense that we're now lifted up to this undeserved privilege, this place of undeserved privilege. We talk about, I think we've talked about this before, or I think I might have said this in past times. There's, you know, people say there's different types of privileges in the world because of your economic class or your color or whatever. The world might start to say, well, that's just some sort of privilege that you have. Well, there is a sort of privilege that we have because we're believers in Christ. It's the favor of God. It's the divine privileges that we have in Christ Jesus that puts us in places that we can't put ourselves on our own. God lifts us to these places of undeserved privilege above the world. And when you discover this, you don't want to go back to the world. You want to stay right where God has you, and you want to do all that He has called you to do, and you want to live the life in the fullness of all that He has purchased for you in Christ. And so I want to go next to Romans 5. We're still in Romans 5. Okay, let's go to the end of Romans 5. And I've been meditating on this verse. We'll start in verse 20. It says, moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, the grace of God abounded much more. I'm going to read another version. Where sin increased and abounded, God and His favor has surpassed and increased the more and superabounded. So ultimately, what is it saying here? Where sin abounds, the grace of God much more abounds. That's what we're talking about here. What happened? So this whole chapter of Romans 5 talks about, it's comparing the difference between sin versus God's gracious gift. It's talking about what happened at the beginning of time when Adam fell. He messed up. He trespassed. He offended. He created an offense with his sin. And he fell into the world's temptation. He fell into the hands of the devil. And he released his authority. He released his dominion. And he gave it up. And it says what that caused was that death came to everybody because of it. Because sin produces death. The wages of sin is death. So that meant everyone fell under this curse of death. And everyone became plagued with a sinful nature. They were born into sin. And then it starts to compare Jesus to this great fall. And we need to always keep that in mind. What Christ has done can never compare to what the world will do. The fall of man. Sin. Jesus is greater, and Jesus is stronger, and Jesus is more powerful. What God gives will always conquer what the world brings. That's what this is saying. Where sin abounds, the grace of God much more abounds. Great. I love what it says in the Message translation of this verse. It says, where it's sin versus grace, grace wins hands down. And something to keep in mind about this. You can't have grace and sin. Grace and sin are opposites. As much as the devil is opposite of God, darkness is opposite of light, good is opposite of bad, death is opposite of light, so is sin the opposite of grace. A lot of people pair sin and grace together. Well, good thing we have grace if we sin. No, it's not good thing we have light because we live in darkness. No, we don't live in darkness. We don't live in depression. We don't live in anxiety. We don't live in oppression. We live in the light of life, in the light of God. We live in joy. We live in all that God has for us. They don't co-mingle. They're two separate entities. Grace conquers sin. Grace gives you this ability that lets you live high above the world's standards. But there's no but actually. Grace does that. Sin is a destroyer, but grace is a savior. Jesus came to save us. It's by His grace that we are saved through our faith. And people are being destroyed by sin. They're falling into fear of death, and they're sinning, and they're destroyed. But God's grace always conquers. God's grace always wins when it's up against sin, when it's up against the world. God's grace is more than enough for anything in this world. And so that's what's really, really, really has been stirring me up, is that God's gifts, what God gives, this great grace that we have, in the days that we're living in, we're going to need more of this grace. Because where the sin abounds, where there's wickedness and corruption and sin and darkness and lying and coldness and deception, and the love of many are growing cold, all of the things that it says that will occur in the last days, where sin is abounding and it's increasing and it's enlarging, it seems like, man, the world is dark. It says that the grace of God much more abounds. God's grace shall be poured out in the more. We will have more. He's going to give extra and more grace than ever before. And that's our assurance that we got this. And not only do we got this, we're not just going to be fine. We're going to make it. No, we're going to be over the top. We're going to be much more abounding in this day and in this age as we're waiting for Jesus' soon return. You can know I have help on my side. Well, you can know that there's going to be supernatural backup from heaven, by God's grace, by his gifts, by his Holy Spirit, by the power of God, by the wisdom of God. He's going to show you things that he doesn't show the world. You can't have insight into what's ahead and by the world's way of doing things. No, God gives you insight. He causes you to be ready. He causes you to take action before anyone else is taking action. He causes you to see things that others don't see. He causes you to go forward when others are sitting down. That's why it is so amazing to be serving the Lord in the days that we are in. Know that you're equipped, that you have everything that you need, that everything that God has given you currently, if you don't feel like you have it yet, you do have it. I want you to know that you have it, but it must be discovered. Just like we were talking about at the beginning, when we come to that knowledge, we start to grow, and we're able to become more and more different, in the sense that I'm becoming more distinctly different than the world. I'm growing in who I am in Christ. I'm becoming more built up in who I am. Let the revelation of all that God has given you become what causes you to become strong in this world. And I promise you that in these days, as things get more wicked, as sin abounds more, as darkness might look like it's abounding, you're going to shine bright, because that's what the Lord promises in his word, that the righteous shall shine brighter and brighter until that perfect day. The Lord has wonderful plans for your life. Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans that I have for you, plans for good, plans for welfare, plans for prosperity, plans for forward, plans for peace. He has good plans for you. You will go up. You'll never go down. He's got greater grace, more abundance, plenty in store for you. And so with that, I hope this encourages you today. Get in your word, discover all that God has for you, and let revelation come and lift you up to the place that you walk in, this place of undeserved privilege that you have access to, that you'll walk in more and more and more until Jesus Christ returns. Amen.
Thanks again for tuning in. Don't forget, you can always stay up to date with us and even message us on Instagram at YA_PowerOfLove. Thanks again, and we'll see you on the next one.